Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 9:30 and you are back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch with Tom Ackerman. Question for this morning, are they out to get you? That's what we're asking KMOX business analyst Jerome Katz, professor in the SLU Chaffetz School of Business. Let's start with Visa. The U.S. Department of Justice is suing Visa just this week. Tell us about the case, Jerry, and how it could impact consumers.
Glad to. Basically, Visa and MasterCard are the massive dominators of the credit and debit card business. And what the Department of Justice is alleging is that they use that near monopoly power to force companies that want to benefit from cards to pay even more than they should. And that those costs that Visa and MasterCard charge the vendors and the like get passed on to us consumers as additional fees on the card or additional cost on the product we're going to buy. They're maintaining that Visa has overused its power, locked out competitors, bought out competitors, cut partnership deals with like Apple so that Apple doesn't do their card, rather they use the Visa card. And they have all of this documentation for it, and in fact is going after Visa as the first stop along this line. Just to give you an idea, you might recall that there was supposed to be a arrangement that the credit card companies and the government were coming to decrease the amount of fees that were being charged. And that initial submission went to a judge. The judge threw it out because he said it was still too sweet a deal for the credit card companies, that they need to pay more of their fair share and take a bigger cut. So literally, even the right now where the government's gone after the credit card companies and the companies are trying to do something, they're still not doing enough. Stay tuned, because this one is going to take a long time to play out, but I think the us consumers will be better off when it's finished.
Jerry, price gouging has become a buzzword in the presidential election. You hear it on both sides, so you know it has their attention. What is happening out there with price gouging?
Well, it's gotten so bad that our friends at the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City across the state came out and called it greedflation, because companies were just getting so greedy. And this whole idea that if greedflation is when companies raise prices, but they're not increasing the amount you're getting or the convenience of it, or even just putting in new flavors. They're just raising the prices because they can raise the prices. And it, they've got all sorts, the Kansas City Fed has all sorts of examples. The National Fed says that, no, it's not really just greed, but there are a lot of different pressures, increased wages and the increased travel costs for deliveries and stuff like that. But everyone seems to know that there is this constant pressure on us to pay more for everything. And what was really fascinating is Kroger is trying to buy a competing grocery chain, Albertsons. And what showed up in court this week was testimony from Kroger's lead expert on setting prices. And he had said, yes, Kroger, when they raised the prices on eggs and milk last year, raised it more than they needed to just cover the increase in costs from the egg sellers and milk sellers. They literally added some a little fatter profit for Kroger on top of just raising those prices. That's what greedflation looks like. The fact is, as you said, both political parties are talking about it. The vice presidential candidates were talking about it all last night. So we're going to see something happen. Whoever goes into the presidential suite, whoever goes into Congress, this is going to be something that folks are going to be doing to help us, all of us consumers, do better.
KMOX business analyst Jerome Katz, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Have a great week.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.